It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we also broadcast live on the web worldwide. The weather here in Hawaii is just great. If you're not in Hawaii, well, too bad. Anyway, it's a lot of topics that we want to talk about, and being that it's a holiday season, there's a lot of theft going on, and the theft I'm talking about is breaking into cars and stealing packages. Especially you ladies, when you go shopping and you have too much to carry, so you walk back to the parking lot, open your trunk, throw everything back into your car's trunk, lock the trunk, and away you go. Well, think, ladies, think. Think like a thief. If you're watching this person put everything in the trunk and away they go, you pull up right in the back with a van, open the side door with a big crowbar and pry that trunk open, empty the trunk, and move on. Never put things in your trunk and leave the vehicle there. It's not worth it. Get in the car and drive around the parking lot. Okay? If you're in a shopping mall, better yet, because it's big, find another parking space. Okay? Do the same thing all the time if you're going to put everything into the trunk or into your van. Do not leave the car there, because a thief watching you will break it open in a heartbeat. And not only steal all the packages that you put in there, but they damage your car. You got to remember, they don't care. It's not their car. Okay? They're just trying to get in as fast as they can. And especially you ladies, when you go to the gas station and run your credit card into the credit card thing, put your credit card away in your purse and put your purse back into the car or your wallet. Do not leave it on the trunk or the roof or wherever. So many women have lost their wallets, credit cards, at service stations. Okay? And you think the guy coming in to fill gas sees the credit card laying right there, he's going to say, oh, somebody lost their credit card, and turn it into the service station? No way. He's going to say, mahalo. And he's going to use your credit card to fill up his car. Okay, so don't be lazy and don't be in a rush. Take your time. Another thing, when you're filling at the pump, a lot of people are so much in a rush today. Take your time. When you pump it full on, squeeze that trigger all the way and pump it as fast as you can go. You're actually giving yourself less gas, and you're charging yourself more. Okay? The weights and measures people that check the measurement of fuel find that if you pump it fast, it charges you more. You pump it slow, you get the correct amount. But instead of having it precisely accurate, they have a variance of so much. So take your time. You probably pick up another half a gallon of gas. How far can you drive on half a gallon of gas? If you get 20 miles a gallon, you get 10 miles more. And if you times that, the amount of times you fill gas in a year, that's a lot of money. Okay? So, take your time. Be patient, you know. Pump it slow and get your money's worth. Another thing that I wanted to let you know. Oh, if you wanted to call me, you can call me at 296-5467. 296-5467 if you have a question, comment, whatever. I mean, the show is flexible. We talk about whatever. It's not stuck on one subject. Okay? The other thing that I came across recently is cell phones. When you call people, how many people answer the cell phone? Very few. Let me tell you a story, folks. And this is a true story. It happened on the mainland. A young guy got into an accident. And he knows he's in bad shape. And he's trying to call his mom just in case he doesn't make it. And the mom doesn't answer. The answer thing goes on the cell phone. And he's telling his mom, if he don't make it, he loves her. And goodbye. She missed the call. Now, how do you know if it's not an emergency? How do you know if it's not important? Answer the phones. You're not going to answer the phones. My answer is, throw it away. Don't have a cell phone. Okay? So, anyway. Yesterday was Black Friday. They call it Black Friday because the stores get into the black instead of red. Now, think about this, folks. If Friday, the way they priced everything was excellent for making more business and putting you into the black from the red, why don't they do it every day? Makes sense, huh? Why not do it every day? Then every day you're in the black. I don't know. Just can't figure that out. But anyway, how many of you went and stood in those lines and went and bucked all the crowds and all that? That was crazy. I wouldn't do that. I don't think so. Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Now, for you husbands, thinking of getting your wife something really nice and special this Christmas, here's an idea. Give Maui Toyota a call and surprise her with a brand new car. A big ribbon on. I know if you talk to DJ or Damien Sr., they could work something out for you. Think about that. That's a pretty good Christmas gift. Okay, so anyhow, I know lots of people out shopping and celebrating Christmas before Thanksgiving. Oh, glad to see Wanda got in. Good afternoon. She's on the phone? Oh, it's always either on the phone or late. Anyway, we're trying to take surveys on. And a lot of people have been asking about auto care classes, so we're trying to take a survey and see how many people be interested in auto care classes. So you can let us know by emailing us or calling the station at 533-0065. Okay. There's news about ethanol. They're thinking of going to E15. That means 15% ethanol, but only for the 2007 and newer cars. This is so stupid. Because those of you that are buying ethanol from me now, you're putting in 20% and maybe 25%. And the car runs great, right? In fact, all of you love it. It does not make a bad car good, but it makes a good car run even better. Now, on the average, on a good car, you get about 8 to 10 miles more per gallon using the ethanol. Okay, so anyway, I can't figure out how they're saying that 15% is only for new cars. No, you can use up to 30% on any car. No problem. All the stuff, the negative propaganda that you hear on the news is all hearsay, BS. It's not right. I have tested it for years, over 10 years of testing of ethanol, and it doesn't do the negative things that's on the news, like eating up plastic, rusting, corroding, eating up rubber hoses. No, it doesn't do that. I have a gallon, a plastic gallon bottle in my office with ethanol in there, pure ethanol, and I have rubber hose in there, steel bolt, aluminum, fiberglass, and it's not deteriorating. It's just fine. So what's up with that? Anyway,
maybe you should do a test where it's not 100% ethanol.
If it's not 100% ethanol, then it could be the additive that's in.
Yeah, that's why you should do another test.
But they're saying that the ethanol is the one that's eating up everything, not the gasoline. So I'm trying to clear the reputation of ethanol.
So you should do one that's 100% and then have another one that's not 100%, so you can see.
Well, they're doing it already. The gasoline has it. Why you have to go do another test? I mean, I did a test for KGMB TV, and it went on the 5 o'clock news, and that's it. They pulled it. So why? Why did the news get pulled? It's because you're telling the truth, and they don't want you to know it. Okay? I know all the voters are saying that they have problems, but you know, in a court of law, you cannot go and say to the judge, oh, I think this is I know this is the problem. The judge is going to say, where's your proof? Where's your documentation? They have none. You have to show that it is, without a doubt, the ethanol that's causing the problem. So what did they do? One of the oil companies took ethanol out of the gas and sell it like that, without ethanol, but at a higher price. So, I don't know. And if, now it's the biggest American word, if people would research it and look at Brazil. Brazil is 100% ethanol for over 45 years, folks. Over 45 years. And they have a lot more boats and everything than we do. We're just a speck. Maybe the size of one of their cities. Okay? They don't have a problem. How come we're having that problem? Maybe it's the gas and not the ethanol. Think about that. Anyway, hybrid cars, lots of them coming out. I don't like it because the battery has 600 volts. That's one. It's dangerous. The cost of the battery is two. The disposal is number three. But the safety is the number one issue. If you get an accident, you can and will get electrocuted. 600 volts.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nico.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling by? Hello?
At the beginning of the show, and I'm thinking to myself, they get these people to go out and line up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you can't get them to vote. I mean, you know, if you have to do something in your community, like you want to get people together to go to the park to clean it up for the kids, a few people show up. But you put one laptop on sale for $100, and you know they only have one at that price. That's why everybody runs in the store and they stampede each other to try to get to it. And people show up, and the news shows up. It's an interesting time we live in, I got to tell you. But other than that, you're right. It's a beautiful day. I've been out doing my work and shopping, and people have money. Either people have money or they just like to walk around the stores carrying bags.
But some of them is not to shop. Some of them are there to steal.
Yes, that is true. And you're so right. And I mentioned that last week. And I'm telling everybody I know to just, you know, change your what you do a little bit, and let's cut down on this thievery, because we all remember the time when you could leave stuff in your car and nobody would mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
You could leave stuff on your porch or your door open.
Mm-hmm.
But how about this? I told somebody this the other day. These kids looked at me like I was crazy. When I was a kid, I had to go across and help my neighbors carry their groceries and stuff in. You know, if you're outside playing and one of your neighbors comes home, and if my grandmother or my mother saw me not go over and offer to help them, oh, boy, did I have to pay for it later. But, you know, it's a different time. But
child abuse.
Huh?
Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah, I guess. But, hey, all of us that had child abuse, I think, are better people for it today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think about that. But anyway, it's a beautiful day out. Everybody drive carefully. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who else is on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
I lost my little Kitty. Thanksgiving Day morning, I had little sweetie for, you know, since she was born, 14 years. Mm. And she, I woke up and she wasn't where she was normally sleeping, and I found her downstairs and she gave me a little cry, and I knew something was wrong, George, so I picked her up and she just died in my arms. So it wasn't a real, real happy Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, Rob.
And George, I understand that you lost.
Yeah, I lost my cat, Tigger.
Yeah, Tigger.
20 years.
Yeah, oh, I know, George. It's like, oh, my only other cat left now, Rugby, he's getting close to 20. It's just me and him now, George.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, so. Oh, I swear I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm glad I just let it out, you know, mm-hmm. since I understood you lost Tigger.
Yep.
Anyway, George.
Still hurts, man.
Oh, yeah. It always hurts when you lose the ones you love, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. So, George, I wanted to bring to your attention, this past week, I don't know if you caught this, but former Vice President Al Gore came out and he did a speech where he absolutely discounted ethanol. And he said and he helped to pass the bill, by the way, when he was in office.
Mm-hmm.
And he discounted it because he said that it uses too much resources to produce. And the only reason that he did that, you know, he supported the bill was because of the people in the state that were producing ethanol. All the farmers, right,
mm-hmm.
were the votes that he wanted. And this is when he was running for president. Now he comes out after all this time and says that actually ethanol it's too expensive, it uses too much resources, it doesn't do anything that it was proclaimed to do. And I thought you might find that interesting. And guess what? It comes from a big-time politician, right?
Yeah, which is a lot of BS.
Yeah.
They're all BS.
Yeah.
Like I said, Rob, you find me a politician that is truly 100% from the heart for the people he represents, he or she represents, you find me only one, and I will show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
Well, I'm telling you, George, this is really beginning to seem like a serious broken record, yeah?
Yep. And it's all the people's fault.
Yeah.
Who put them in there? It's the people. You know, the people are not very smart. And when they're not that smart, it's easy to fool them and get whatever you want from them.
I happen to catch Bob saying, oh boy, if they lined up to vote like they do for these stupid Black Friday things. And by the way, I enjoyed your commentary on why can't it be Black Friday every day?
That's right.
Yeah, you scratch your head and go, huh? For real?
Yeah, I mean, Rob, if you made money that day,
yeah,
why not do it every day and make money every day?
And George, when you were commenting on that, all I could think of was, boy, try to figure out how seriously we're all being gouged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Anyway, thought I'd check in, George.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
You take care. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467.
You know, we had this caller that didn't want to ask the question on air. It had to do with renting a car, using a credit card, and not taking the insurance that rental car had to offer, because the credit card you use covers you for auto insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, do you know how that works? Or he would have to read the fine lines on his...
Well, if you have a car and you have insurance, your car's insurance covers whatever car you drive. That's how it works. Not the credit card. It's your car insurance. But if you don't have car insurance, your own car insurance, then yes, you have to buy additional coverage. Okay? So that's how it's supposed to work. And the other thing that I'm trying to tell people about is how these insurance companies scam you to force you to go to their body shops, the ones that they recommend. That's a lot of BS, folks. You take it to wherever you want to. It's your car. And they are obligated to pay. Okay? You don't have to go to their body shops. And the reason they're saying they want you to go to their body shops is because a lot of times that that agent is getting what you call under the table, you know, what you call under the table? Yeah. Bonuses. Okay? I've seen it done before in the past. And I asked the guy, how come you gave the guy a check? Oh, that's for all the business he gave me. Okay. Okay, so. Anyway, be careful. Who's on the line?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, is it George?
Yes.
Hey, George. I was listening to you about the insurance from the rent-a-car companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are correct that as long as you have insurance, your own personal for your car, it'll cover the rent-a-car.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is loss of use. So before you go on a vacation and rent the car and say, oh, well, I don't need the insurance, you got to make sure that you have loss of use, because your insurance will cover the damages to the car. But loss of use is, in other words, when the rent-a-car company says it gets damaged or something, they turn it in to get it fixed. They're going to charge you for the time that it was being fixed. Like, say it takes a month.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to charge you a month of their rent-a-car thing, and they're going to charge you at the highest rate,
mm-hmm.
not the monthly rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to make sure that you have loss of use on your insurance policy.
Right.
Otherwise, you might as well, it might be feasible to get that insurance from them, because, you know, if you don't have loss of use, they can, it's like you're giving them a blank check. They can charge you whatever they like for loss of use.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to watch out for, you know. But mm-hmm. you are correct that your insurance will cover the damages, but it won't cover the loss of use unless you make sure that your insurance company says that, yeah, we'll cover the loss of use of the rent the car.
Right.
Okay, just wanted to let you know about that.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay, 296-5467. 296-5467. Give us a call if you have a comment or question or whatever. Okay? Now, if you have to buy a battery, folks, if you have to buy a battery, buy a good battery. A battery that will give you back. Not a battery that is like a drug dealer. Okay? Most of the batteries out there are like drug dealers. They eat your gas, they eat up your starter, they eat up your alternator, and they eat every piece of money you have in your wallet. Okay? How it does that is the amps. The cheaper batteries have lower amps, and the lower the amp, the smaller the spark at the spark plug. The smaller the spark, the more gas you eat. Your choice. Yeah, the better battery costs more, but in the long run, in 1 year's time, it'll pay you back. The junk battery, no way. It's gonna keep taking from you all the time. Okay? And it'll take your alternator with it, and the starter, which is hundreds of dollars, way more than a battery. So go and get an Optima. Optima is the battery I'm recommending now, but not from Costco, because the Costco one is inferior and has less amps. Okay? Who's on the line?
We have John from Pro City.
Hi, John.
Oh, hi, George. I'm just calling to see if I can get Maui Toyota's number.
Okay. 537 4447.
All right. Thank you, George.
And you dial direct.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
We have another John from Makiki.
Hey, John.
Yeah, George, thanks for coming on. The chap who called just a while ago about Al Gore needed the votes and he was pushing ethanol. And then he stopped. He came on and he said, is this too expensive and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's another automotive program on. I don't know, a few days ago I happened to tune around and I picked that up. I was going to write it down, but I was too late. The point was that they were talking about ethanol is not as effective as the regular gasoline. It gives you lower mileage.
That's not true.
And I thought, how can they talk that? I'm listening to you often,
mm-hmm.
and you recommend the ethanol, and of course from sugarcane, et cetera, et cetera. And here this guy comes on, he's supposed to be an expert too, and he says, it's not true. It gives you 25% less mileage.
Well, you see, a lot of people, and I mean a lot, okay, shoot them out off with no proof.
I know.
It's sad.
That's right.
You know, it's like saying, hey, folks, there's not going to be a tidal wave, but a tidal wave's coming.
I just don't understand this, other people. I trust you. I listened to you for many years. Here's another thing. You used to mention Royal Purple Oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard you talk about that lately. You mentioned...
AMSOIL.
Pence Oil?
AMSOIL.
A-M-S?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What happened to the Royal Purple?
Well, we had some problems with the 5W20, and it caused damages to engines. And they gave us so much runaround and never got back to me with an answer of why. And you know, when people do that, it throws the red flag.
I understand.
If they're honest, straightforward, you know, I mean, that's a big company. You just say, hey, send me the bill. I'll take care of it. And find out why the oil failed.
That's right.
But no. They would not answer me. So I am telling people not to use it.
So AMS AMSOIL.
Yes. AMSOIL.
That's the engine crankcase oil.
That they make for everything.
Oh, transmission as well.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the AMSOIL transmission oil for the automatic transmission is the best.
Well, automatic.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Well, I like your patience. I like your research, your effort, your understanding. And where's your gas station located?
Our repair shop is on Kalihi. It's behind of Dillingham Zippies.
Okay. I'll come.
Okay.
Sometime. Thanks very much. Have a good. Good holidays, by the way.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And
I have an off-air question.
Off-air question? Can I give off-air answer?
She said that they're working. Yeah, sound like they're in the military. Anyway, she had a question on Aloha purchased Shell recently. So they wanted to know, what does that do to the quality of the gas? Does that bring it down also?
We're seeing a little bit of that is going down, but it's still the better of the worse. Now, on this ethanol call that we had about how President Gore said that ethanol is not good because it doesn't give the mileage and doesn't produce the energy like gasoline. Now, folks, this is all false. If this meathead, okay, I call him a meathead, because he has no heart for the people of the country he leads. Okay? If this meathead would look at the Indy cars, the Indy 500 cars are all on ethanol for the last 2 years. And they are getting more than double the gas mileage running 100% ethanol. What's up with that? They had to downsize the fuel tanks to force these cars into pit stops. In fact, when they first came out with ethanol, this is one of the reasons that helped this first female ever to win an Indy race. Her crew chief told her not to come in on the last pit stop and keep going. She kept going and she made it to the finish line without running out of fuel. Okay? So everybody checked her fuel tank. There was a lot more fuel in there. So that's when they cut the fuel tanks down, forcing everybody to come in for a pit stop. Because the pit stop is where you can lose a race. A lot of things in this world, folks, is common sense. But people always talking with no proof. I've been studying ethanol and using ethanol over 10 years. How many mechanics are there doing that? How many of them have ethanol? How many of them know what ethanol is? Think about that.
Okay, we got Dean from Honolulu.
Hi, Dean. Dean?
Yeah. Hello, George.
Hi.
I'm a Ford Ranger truck. The transmission is slipping. Is there any quick fixes for that?
How many miles you got?
170.
Too late.
Too late.
Yeah, see, if now that's the biggest American word, if people would flush their transmissions right away when they first buy a car, uh-huh. a new car, okay, if you flush it and use the AMS oil, synthetic transmission oil, I have seen cars go 300,000 miles with no wear to the trans.
Oh, okay. I had Royal Purple in there.
You had?
Yeah.
How long?
Since maybe about 90,000.
Oh, 90,000.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Could it be just from the moisture of, just moisture buildup?
Well, I had switched from Royal Purple to AMS oil by testing on my own vehicle. On my own vehicle with the Royal Purple, it shift good when it's cold, but when it got hot, it didn't shift so good. And I went to the HF, which is supposedly the heavy duty one, and it did the same exact thing. And it cost arm and a leg for that one. So Mario said to try the AMS oil, so I tried the AMS oil. And it shifted the same all the way through. It doesn't matter where I drove to, it still shifts the same as cold. So that told me that the trans wasn't heating up. It ran cooler. So if the trans runs cooler, that means there's less friction, right?
Right.
So that's why I like that.
So as far as that one is, it's too late then. It's pretty short person.
I got to take a look at it.
Okay.
Try bring it in and let me smell the oil and check the oil out.
Okay. Mahalo.
Aloha. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, and the ethanol. Those of you on the mainland, you have E85. That's 85% ethanol. Let me tell you something, folks. For those of you listening on the internet, if I have tested that ethanol on the mainland, the E85, and let me tell you, it's not 85% ethanol. It's 65% at most. And the other substance that's supposed to be in there is supposed to be gasoline. It's not gasoline, folks. It's diesel. Diesel kills the ethanol and gives it less octane and gives it less mileage. The octane tested was 90 or 89. Now, if you're adding, if you got 89 octane, how are you going to get better gas mileage than gasoline? See? So they're just trying to destroy ethanol. I have tested ethanol in 100%, the E100, in race cars and also street-driven machines. In fact, this guy with a Saleen, 2002 Saleen, Steve Mix, he ran 100% ethanol in his Mustang. And he got fantastic gas mileage. Fantastic. Almost outrageous. But until you try it yourself, you're never going to believe how good ethanol is. It's that good. But I'm going to tell you, if you try it, you'll be hooked. You got to have it. The other thing, this vice president, what is the people of America going to do if the oil was shut off tomorrow? How are they going to have fuel? What are they going to use if ethanol's no good? Does everybody have the funds to go out and buy a battery car? Think about that. This is why Brazil had gone to ethanol. Because everybody can run it. From your weed whacker up to a Rolls Royce can run ethanol. Ethanol is so close to gasoline. Except in the E100, the octane is 120. And the higher the octane, the cooler the engine runs. The lower the octane, the hotter it runs. A lot of people think that the high octane makes the engine run hot. No, that's not true. The lower octane makes it run hotter. Okay? So give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, I recommend using the electronic rust proofer. It's the best thing out. And Harvey Maeda on Kauai has it. You can give Harvey a call at 245-6523. Okay? 245-6523. Harvey also sells the IBIZ wax. Excellent wax. Okay? So, give it a try. Anyway.
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dr. Dean.
Hey, happy holidays, George.
Same to you.
Hey, I got something I wanted to share with all the listeners about an Amazol product that I've tested, and it seems to work better than 3M Complete System Cleaner or BG44K. It's the Amazol PI.
Philippine Islands.
Yeah, exactly. Now, not only did I find it, not only did my gas mileage get better, it does tend to clean away, you know, whatever carbon buildup you might have in your fuel system,
mm-hmm.
better than the two aforementioned fluids.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Oh yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm. So I even got a bottle for Silicone Sam's birthday, and she says, you know what? And now I cannot wait to fill up my gas because I'm going to try it if you tell me it works that well. So we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we gotta call you Ethanol Dean.
Ethanol Dean. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, and I thought you were calling to share some ethanol with us.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, that ethanol is too valuable. It's like Texas gold.
He just agreed to share it with us.
We can share stories, but not the actual ethanol.
Anyway. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, sir. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. The other thing is pedestrians are still getting hit in crosswalks because they have the false security feeling that they are protected by law and they can walk across the crosswalk without being hit because the cars are forced to stop. Well, what if the driver can't see you? He's going to run you over. I don't know. Lawmakers, jeez.
Okay, we have Rob from Ainahaina again.
Hey, Rob.
George, I wanted to come back with one more thing that came out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the end of the year, George, all of these facts and figures are starting to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that, you know, the people that study all this stuff released the figures that... You know, does General Motors make the Volt? The Volt?
Yeah.
Right, the hybrid car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, without going into a lot of details about stimulus and, you know, paybacks and all this garbage, right? It turns out that Obama's administration, the numbers show that his administration bought 70% of all of the GM Volts they put in order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard that one.
Yep.
70%, George.
Yep.
Ah! And guess what? That's our money.
Yep.
Holy
and it's
God.
Not it's not stimulating the economy.
I know, and I know how you feel about that. What is it? $5,000 batteries and where do
yep.
you...
No, it's not stimulating the economy. Stimulating the economy is making new jobs, like starting an ethanol production in Hawaii will do 3,000 jobs.
You know, George, there's still a lot of sugarcane over on the Big Island, isn't there? Or
all over.
Yeah, I was going to say all throughout our islands and pockets.
See, once the farmers hear that we're doing ethanol, and we're producing ethanol from sugarcane, it's a no-brainer. If you're a farmer, you're going to start growing sugarcane because that's where you make the most money.
And anybody that's paid any attention to Brazil, like you mentioned, George, and I know I'm sounding like a parrot, but I mean, I saw it for myself on one of the cable channels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Discovery, and they did a whole, you know, 1 hour, 2 hour special on ethanol in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, from the sugarcane fields to the pumps.
Yep.
And I mean, from then on, I knew, you know, that you knew what you were talking about.
Well, I have to, because otherwise I get sued.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Anyway, George, I just wanted to come back with that 70% of all GM bolts coming off the...
Now you got Bob revving. Okay, thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We'll be right back with the next caller after this short break on Automotive 101 with your host, George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
We're back again.
Yes, and we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill. Bill?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yeah. What was the... I missed that part that you were talking about the oil. Now, are you saying that the Royal Purple Motor Oil is all right?
No, we're switching off of the Royal Purple because of an issue with the 5W20. The tech people at Royal Purple did not come back with an answer, and they had asked for us to send the customers damaged engine oil back to them. And you know, you never send it to the manufacturer. You have an independent lab test it and get a report and send that to the manufacturer and let them figure it out. And by the way, they should be checking their blend on their end. You know?
Okay, so what do you recommend we use now as regular motor oil?
Motor oil, trans, everything. I'm recommending AMSOIL.
Okay, and that's spelled how? A-M-S?
O-I-L.
O-I-L.
Right.
And you can find that everywhere.
They're all over the place, but the best thing is to call Mario Yano.
Mario Yano?
Yeah.
Also, what weight do you recommend of the AMSOIL for motor oil?
They're all good.
Oh, okay.
It's everybody's individual preference.
Okay. If my car is 10 years old, you would recommend what?
If my car was 10 years old, I'd still be using the 020.
Okay, the 020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter of age. You know, it's like, give you an example about people. If you're 90 years old, Do you use thicker blood?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shame blood.
Now, this guy has a phone number?
Yeah. It's 4797739.
Okay, 4797739.
Right.
Okay, and what is his name?
Mario.
Mario. Okay, and the trans is the same, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so now you're changing to the Anzor because they don't want to give you an answer back of...
Yeah, because, see, they're a big company. You know, Rockford was a big company. I mean, they should stand up for their product and come back with an answer.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I don't know. I don't know how they run business there.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you have to, or you should, flush your cooling system every 2 years, I recommend using either the Toyota coolant or the Honda coolant. The other green stuff that everybody uses, highly corrosive. Don't recommend it. Okay? Use the Toyota Red or the Honda Blue in all makes and models. Excellent coolant. Okay, who's on the line?
We got Tony from Ever Beach.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, Mr. Nita. last week I took my car into the dealer at Toyota. I have a 2004 Toyota Corolla. And I told him, since the car is pretty aged, I would like to have all the fluids changed, which he did not do. I checked them all, and my power steering is black. The radiator is about a quarter full. I changed the brake fluid myself. So now, what I'd like to know is how much... of that radiator fluid, do I put into the radiator?
My formula is either to get the... If you want the easy way to do it, is you go to Toyota and you buy the one that's pre-mixed.
Oh, I see.
And just pour it in.
Oh, I see.
Makes it easy. Because every time I tell people about percentages, everybody come with a different percentage. So, make it easy. Just buy it all mixed already.
Oh, they do have it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, another thing. Do you still recommend that Purple Ice?
No.
Oh. No more.
No more. Okay.
Yeah, no. I have 12 bottles of purple, Royal Purple oil, regular oil. I got the 530 and the 520.
Don't use the 520.
Don't use the 520.
No.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and the listeners for tuning in. Take care of each other. Please drive carefully. Slow down. And see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.